I was engaged to be married this fall for the third time, and was quite certain that together with my lovely wife, we would enjoy life until our days together on the earth were done. I could not have been more content. Sherlock Holmes could not have been more miserable. Without a truly creative criminal with whom to match wits, without any unusual nefarious puzzle to be solved, Sherlock Holmes was indulging overly often in his dangerous 7% solution and complaining about the petty and utterly predictable cases that had been presented to him for the past year. From time to time, I would hum a few lines from our dear friends Bill Gilbert and Art Sullivan that I knew would rouse him from his sullenness. When the enterprising burglar's not a burglin', when the cutthroat isn't occupied in crime, he loves to hear the little brook a-gurglin' and listen to the merry village chimes. Holmes would be sure to respond with, "Blast it, Watson, if you must be humming tunes from the stage, could you not, at least, remember something from that infernal nonsense Pinafore?" "Yes, of course, my dear Holmes," I would reply. "But you must admit that our times are splendid. Truly the best of times, are they not?" Mind you, there was still much crime in London. On the hour, it seemed someone's house would be broken into. Somebody would rob a shop or flog a cabbie for his fares. Almost every day, some poor...